Let's head down to Pakenham now and have a chat to Catherine Coleman, who is the backbone of the Peter Moody Stable. And Catherine joins me this morning. How are you, Catherine?
I'm well, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Very good. How was the boss when he got back from the Gold Coast?
Yeah, I think he's pretty happy to be back. He was a bit upset with me because he thinks I've ruined his strike rate. We've had a couple of runners for no winners for, you know, a couple of days in a row now. So hoping we can bounce back from that today.
Well, absolutely. You've got a nice team in today as well. Tell us a little bit about Dick and Sian, who goes around in race number one, this Tavistock first starter.
He's a lovely horse. He's taken a little bit of time. He's quite a big, solid horse that's just, you know, taken a bit of time to grow into himself and been very patient with him. But he's a horse that's always shown us really nice ability. And his jump outs this time round have been really nice, and he looks to have really matured. So he's obviously going to take good benefit from today, whatever he does, it being his first start. But I think he heads there as a really good chance.
Yeah, he seemed really good watching that jump out down the back straight at Pakenham from gate one. Where does he sit, do you think?
Well, he's shown us that he's better when he's got a horse to follow. He's better when he's got a bunny to chase. So ideally, we'd sort of like to be outside the leader or have, or maybe in a box seat or somewhere around there, just with something to give him a bit of a guide there and stop him getting lost. Because that's where he's shown us in his track work and his trials that he is best when he's got something in front of him.
You've done well with the barrier draws. You've got three of your four runners have all drawn barrier one today, including Cherry Pick, who is an honest filly, and it looks another good race for her today.
Yeah, it does indeed. She has a tongue tie go on today as well. Just she's a little bit thick in the wind. Nothing major to read into there, but, you know, her work's been solid, and I think she's the sort of filly that if things play out in her favour and she gets, you know, a bit of luck in running, that she's going to be thereabouts in the finish.
Rock Wave is one of these good three-year-olds that have got a great winning strike rate. Only seen on two occasions, chased home your smart stablemate on debut and then got the job done at Mornington. Has he continued to improve?
He has. He's a horse, you know, early days, he really didn't show us very much at all. And it was only as he's gotten a little bit older and also the application of the blinkers was that he's just really, you know, sort of come out of the ground and surprised everyone with how far he's got and how well he's been doing. So, you know, obviously it's quite a strong race. There's that nice horse of Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. in it, which is obviously going to be a lot stiffer opposition than what he has been facing. But, you know, he goes there in good order, nice barrier. So, you know, never know your luck there.
He's a horse that likes to race on speed, as does the favourite. So what are you envisaging today?
I guess it'll just depend how they come out. You know, we've obviously drawn inside of it. And Rock Wave, he's a horse that probably doesn't have a fantastic turn of foot. He's better when he is on speed and he's just able to build and keep building momentum. And sort of maintain that high cruising speed. So ideally for us, if we could get across and, you know, if the favourite ended up outside of us, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
And then you got Victory Bay, I should say, who's another strong winning chance, just the two starts for a nice debut win at the Valley and then not beaten far last start at Caulfield.
No, and he has the blinkers go on today, which I think should improve him. He's just, you know, sometimes he's just a little bit still learning his craft and not wayward, but just a little bit, you know, he didn't appear to really be knuckling down in the finishes in those two races. He was still just sort of wandering around a little bit. So his work at home with the blinkers on has been really sharp and he seems in great order. So, yeah, I think he will, you know, give a good fight today.
Who's your best chance today, do you think, Kath?
Hard to split between Dick and Sian and Victory Bay. Really excited to finally see Dick and Sian step out of the races because, like I said, he's a horse that we've always had a high opinion of and he's just taken a bit of patience and a bit of time.
I see you got Rampant Line entered at the Valley on Saturday. Do we get to see him return then?
No, we'll wait for next week with him. You'll have to wait a little bit longer there.
Who do you now think is your best two-year-old? Have we seen your best two-year-old yet?
Uh, I think Rampant Lion is probably, you know, if he's not our best, he's certainly very close to it. He has come back in fantastic order. And, yeah, really looking forward to getting him back to the races, hopefully in the next fortnight.
How are the some of the big guns? How's Spanish Mission going? Is he back in work?
He is back in work, yeah. He's, you know, he's sort of up doing his pace work. He'll have a nice grass gallop next week for the first time this preparation. But he looks in fantastic order. You know, sometimes these imports, when they come out and the changing of the seasons can have them a little bit off in the coat and that sort of thing. But he's, you know, he's absolutely glowing. So couldn't be happier with him.
Is he on an Australian Cup path?
Yes, that's the plan at this stage. That's where he'd likely kick off.
All right. And Invincible Caviar, when do we get to see her?
She's had a slight setback, nothing major, just a muscle strain behind. So she's just gone out for not a proper spell or anything like that, but just to let that settle down, and then we'll get her back in and sort of see where we're at with her. But nothing set in stone there. We'll just take our time and see how she is.
All right, okay. Well, that's a little disappointing. We'd maybe back into the Autumn Carnival, or are you thinking further?
Yeah, perhaps. All going well. Like I said, certainly nothing major at all. Just a slight muscle tear that wasn't settling down while we were still, you know, trying to keep her ticking over. So we just opted to stop with her for a little bit and allow that to settle down. And, you know, she's such a big filly, and we just don't want to rush her at all.
Catherine, you've got a heap of runners all over the place today, tomorrow, Rapid Racing Friday, the Valley on Saturday. That strike rate, just give us one winner.
If Daytona Bay goes around on Friday in the Rapid Racing at Flemington, I think he'll run very well.
We'll be on him. Good on you, Catherine. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Michael.